another sucking happening here. It's a very slow process, but it's fascinating to watch. So every now and again, she boils the water, well, she heats the water up a little more. That's the noise you hear in the background. And then adds just a tiny bit more to that yerba. It's getting soaked very, very gently. That's easier to suck now, because it's already more saturated with water.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And now it's ready.
Now it's ready. Wow. Now it's ready. Maybe Shirley and I, who are sitting here watching avidly, are going to get a taste of this amazing drink. It's drank by the gauchos traditionally, isn't it?
Yes, by the gauchos.
Yeah. Are you a gaucho?
No.
She doesn't even look like a gaucho. All right. And now, did you put the water into the
thermos?
Okay, we've got a thermos flask as well, because it needs to pour.
And you need to put a thin...
very thin pour. You see it? Oh, no, yes.
Too thin.
I think it would be easier with this.
Yes, but this doesn't
keep...
it's
too cold? It doesn't keep the heat?
Keep the heat.
Right, right. Because I've got a little kind of a pouring jug, which I suggested might be a better way of getting a very fine
so
stream.
So you put the water over the bombilla.
Yes.
So the warm water first touch the metal of the bombilla and then goes to the sherba.
Yeah.
And this is the first of I drink.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not allowed to drink it yet. That's the first one. Is it poisonous? No, it's not poisonous. Wow. So we're going to continue watching Agustina prepare this. So very gently she's pouring it over the bombilla. Bombilla?
Bombilla.
Bombilla. And I'm allowed to have a go. Oh my God, I'm nervous.
So be careful because it's hot.
It's very hot. It's very hot, but it's got this grassy feeling. I think I should have waited a little longer because I almost burned my tongue.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to wait a little bit, let it sit there, and then have another sip just in a minute.